Last hadith, inshallah ta'ala, that we're going to take. Hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tushaddu al-rihali illa ila thalathati masajid. Or la tushaddu al-rihalu illa ila thalathati masajid. There's a mistake on here. Al-masjid al-haram wa masjid hada wal masjid al-aqsa. Here the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, one should not set out on a journey except to the three masajid. What are these three masajid? Al-Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Had, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid, and also Masjid al-Aqsa. What does this actually mean? لا تشد الرحال. No one should set out on a journey. There's another hadith that explains this for us. One time Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, I ended up meeting Basrat ibn Abi Basrat al-Ghifari. They ended up bumping into each other. So he said to him, he said to Abu Hurairah, Min ayn aqbalt? Where did you come from? He said, Min al-Tur. I came from Tur. Faqala, Ama law adraktuka qabla an takhruj ilayhi ma kharajt. If I was to meet you before you went, you wouldn't have gone. Because I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, لا تعمل المطي إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. One cannot set out on a journey, and I'm going to explain what المطي means. Except to three masajid. Masjid al-Haram, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid, and also Masjid al-Aqsa. What does this mean, my brothers and my sisters? Al-Matiyu is to take a riding animal and to set out on a journey. But what is the intended purpose behind it? What kind of travel can I not do? If I wanted to go and visit my family, can I not go to that? Of course I can. If I wanted to go to Talib al-Ilm, to seek knowledge, can I not go? Of course I can. What it means, my brothers and my sisters, تحريم السفر لأي بقعة تقصد لذاتها بقصد التعبد بقصد التعبد فيها لاعتقاد فضلها إلا إلى هذه ثلاث المساجد. Meaning, you can't set out on a journey to an area, a locality, a place, a region, believing that that place has virtue. Believing that that place in within itself has a virtue. واضح? For the purpose of gaining closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. Are you with me, guys? So if I wanted now to set out on a journey to go to a specific masjid in that country, believing that it has virtue, am I allowed to do that? The answer is no. Tamam? Also, the last point I'm going to mention, inshallah ta'ala, the scholars, they use this hadith is as an evidence that if an individual now makes nadr, al-nadru, wadih, he makes a vow to do i'tikaf. Now it's become wajib, right? Normally it's what? It's a sunnah. But if somebody says, if Allah Azza wa Jalla gives me a child, then I'm going to do i'tikaf in Masjid al-Nabawi. Which one is better, Masjid al-Nabawi or Masjid al-Haram? Hey, Masjid al-Aqsa. Which one is better? Masjid al-Aqsa is less virtuous than Masjid al-Nabawi. And then Masjid al-Haram. If somebody now wanted to make a vow to do i'tikaf in Masjid al-Nabawi, if he wanted to go to a place that which is better, it is fine. But he can't go to a place that is less virtuous. So if you now made a vow to do i'tikaf in Masjid al-Haram, can you go to Masjid al-Nabawi? No. What about Masjid al-Aqsa? No. If you made a vow to do Masjid al-Aqsa, can you go to Masjid Nabawi? Na'am. If I wanted to do a vow now to do i'tikaf in Masjid Sunnah, then Allah Azza wa Jalla gave me money and I happen to be in Masjid Nabawi. Can I do the i'tikaf there? The answer is yes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from what we heard. Allah nahmadu Rabbana. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla. He helped us go through all of this. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fi al-akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وجزاكم الله خيرا for attending and being patient you guys who stayed throughout the whole course I know it wasn't easy but إن شاء الله تعالى تؤجرون عليه السلام عليكم